This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of these guys covered running backs in the NFL.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson. I'm really impressed with him.
The other two covered his games.
Y'all are not on that level, and he will destroy you. And that might be part of what he needs to bring to this team.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of the most versatile, I'm going to say this, Dan Ball, you can disagree if you choose, you're an expert in this area, the most versatile play-by-play man in modern sports.
I would, actively working and on the stage he is, I would agree with that.
He's unbelievable.
Baseball, and football, hockey, basketball, radio, television, yeah.
So good, paints the picture, has the now characteristic, iconic crack voice at key moments in games that I love, that I think is his own, like... That's awesome. That's
and how he scores.
Exactly. Remember that? Was it who had the breakaway? Was it a fumble, missed tackle in that?
No,
NFL
the Michigan
game?
Michigan State call when Michigan has the lead and with 11 seconds left, their Australian punter botched the hold. Michigan State grabbed it and ran it in.
Oh yeah.
And as the guy got crossed the goal line with 0 seconds left, he had an all time. We may have it in the system. It's an all time voice.
We should bump back with that.
So that was Sean McDonough Saturday night on ABC. USA beats Canada 3-1 to set up the final gold medal game, whatever this is going to be called in the Four Nations Classic. The championship Thursday night, TD Garden rematch, USA and Canada. Sean McDonough will be on the call yet again for ESPN, and he will be joining us here on WEEI Afternoons at 4:30. So we'll get his thoughts on the story that has exploded. I don't know about you guys. When I heard about this whole Four Nations break instead of an All-Star break, I didn't really know what to make of it. And I know some people were mocking it like, wait a minute, the Olympics has a lot more than four teams. Why are we just picking four nations? Why isn't it eight nations or like college football, the expanded playoff and all these things? And then I started watching and you watched that game Saturday night where the Tkachuk brothers both fought. Within 3 seconds, right out the gates, 2 seconds, and then the third second later, two fights, and then a third fight within 9 seconds. Yes, I'm being literal here. Yep. Within 9 seconds of clock time
nine
in a hockey
seconds.
Game. Nine seconds, Fitzy. There were three fights. Was as jazzed up as I've been. You know how we usually get hyped up for sporting events and they don't live up to the hype?
Yeah.
We're disappointed. Mm-hmm. Pay-per-views. Yeah. Oh, I spent $100 on this. And it's this, like... so surpassed the hype because I had heard the players talking about how they were really excited and playing for your country is different and blah, 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 and like hockey player. But I don't know that I truly believed it until I saw this game for 10 seconds. It was like, oh, yeah, this is a different beast out there. In part, Fitzy, thanks to your favorite hockey family, the Tkachuk family.
Oh, the Tkachuks.
Yeah.
Go Tkachuk yourself, yes.
You root for them throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially.
Got fat heads of both of them and their dad right around the corner.
But it was phenomenal. Now, unfortunately, they're both banged up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, you know.
Sounds like both are going to play, though.
Sounds like they were. Matthew
was. They'll play through whatever, Ted.
But that's the beauty of the tournament, is that
What do they get to win this thing? Where they get like a free dinner somewhere in the North
bragging
End?
Rights, I think. Pride,
bragging rights.
Yeah, some coupons to the 99.
That is the essence of what has made this Four Nations tournament so
awesome.
Awesome is that there's nothing really to play for except pride for your country, and you're seeing what that has brought out of these players. I mean, they're all playing hard, man. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's. I love the backstory. I don't know if you guys heard the Brady Tkachuk interview after the first period about how they decided how they wanted to start the game, and it was basically Matthew came up to him and said, "You want to go first, or you want me to go first?" Like that's and it, so that's what it was. I mean, those two guys. I mean, they you talk about setting the tone for that game. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. It was amazing how that game started the other night.
And you do have, and I don't know how much a factor this plays, Fitzy, but you do have this whole backdrop of the 51st state from Trump and then the booing of the national anthem.
And
they're
the
at
tariffs.
The Bell Center in Paris. That clearly, I don't know how much, if that plays a role with the players, but it has
enough.
A feel of Rocky.
But
it literally has East versus West, man against man, like we're doing some Russia versus the U.S. thing, but instead it's Canada versus the
U.S.
But
aren't we the bad guys sort of in a lot of ways to some people? I mean, we certainly are in the eyes of Canadians.
I don't
even
screw
though,
them. I'm going to boo their anthem.
No.
Boo.
But see, listen, this is where it's going to go.
Yeah,
we're going to be
you,
now
Canucks.
The rest of the world. The rest of the world, yeah.
South Park was right. Blame Canada.
It's going to be go Tkachuk yourself versus go Canuck yourself.
Yes.
I love it. Like, no, the guys, we have missed. Like, I've been making a big deal out of this since Saturday night. And as I rewatched the highlights on Sunday, and we talked about it ad nauseum yesterday, this is a must-watch game. This is going to be, not only was that the most watched hockey match in a decade in this country, you're going to be talking about the most watched hockey game this century, probably on Thursday night, setting ratings records. You're going to see, I bet you, if the U.S. wins, there will be watch parties at bars and restaurants and taverns and breweries. You'll see videos of tens of hundreds of people coming together, chanting USA, wearing crazy outfits. Like, there has been a stir, and we don't have a lot of these get-together, must-watch group hangs anymore because everyone is too into their own business, and we have 9,000 different ways to occupy ourselves on screens of various sizes. This is it on Thursday. It's unbelievable, and USA versus Canada, considering what a hockey superpower they are and the fact the U.S. is good, and they hate us, and we sort of hate them now, we think, and it's just amazing. And Andy, yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, from Sunday Skate and the Skate Pod, Bridget Prue called in. She was covering the games for EEI yesterday, and I relayed this to you guys before the show. Ted, if you heard it, awesome. If you didn't, allow me to let you know. But she said the most surreal thing she has seen in all of her years covering hockey at every level was watching a bunch of locals go into the pro shop at the TD Garden yesterday and buy USA Matthew Tkachuk jerseys.
Absolutely. I'd buy it. I'd buy it right now.
I mean, this is... it's. Stunning. I have nothing against the Tkachuks either in that capacity. I hope they kick ass on Thursday night. I can't wait to watch. But it's just so funny to think Bruins fans who may have gotten a hold of tickets that were $200 previously and now are $1,500 to $3,600, Andy, that if you have these golden tickets, you're going to be going there to root for the Tkachuks and root against Brad Marchand.
I mean,
that is theater, man.
Is it hard to believe when you consider, I think nationalism supersedes your passion or your fandom for your
laundry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So when it comes to the United States over the Bruins, like people are going to cheer for the United States team probably with more vigor and more passion than they even would their Bruins team at the end of the day,
sure.
Don't you think? So it's not all that surprising, I think, that people would be buying Matthew Tkachuk jerseys.
And it's a little too, you know, getting back to the anthem stuff is, I think we all know, it's a weird time, and Trump does and says weird things, whatever. But then to have another country, it's like, Ted, I could make fun of you when you said 10% Belichick.
You're right.
But then Glenn Ordway does it, and I'm like, no, Glenn. Nope.
Yeah, he's
on my team now.
We're
brothers. We're in the room here.
You had my back.
And you can go pound sand, Glenn. And it's that same thing where even if you have some questions about the direction of our country, let's just say, whatever. You slap a flag on us and then a different flag on somebody else, and they're booing us. Who the bleep are you to boo?
Yeah.
I can boo my president, but you can't boo my president.
Don't you think I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of people make this connection, but I can't help but to make this connection. Totally different circumstances, completely different. 1980 versus right now. Right?
Yeah.
But you asked if do the players care about all that political stuff. The players don't. I don't think like the 1980s team cared about all the Cold War stuff between Russia and the United States. The fans do, though.
Absolutely.
And the players know the fans care. And so that's the synergy. So the players for the Canadians, they're not probably as worked up as the fans are about maybe the political stuff, but they know that their fans are.
And they're booing
at the Bell Center.
Like, you're in front of them, and they're booing you.
And so they're going to have their fans back, just like the American fans are going to have the backs of the American players.
And I know it's been said a lot, Fitzy, but just the juxtaposition to this, to the NBA All-Star game. And and it's not fair.
Dude, you turn it on and you see the 3-point.
Right.
You know, you're like, wow, really? I'm going to turn it back to the hockey game.
I get that it's not fair because we're talking about an international tournament where you're talking about flags and patriotism and all these things. And this is just an All-Star game where they tried yet another new format with these little mini
teams. Oh, it was embarrassing.
It was bad.
It was really bad. Andy, to go from the three fist fights in 9 seconds led by Team Tkachuk for 60 minutes of super intense. I mean, and now McAvoy's hurt, and that could lead to, I know that is going to lead to a whole nother discussion for us, but like, guys were playing the hardest hockey they could in an all-star spectacle where they have no real financial gain, except maybe a couple extra jerseys sold or some appearances when they retire, that they're playing their asses off. And then to see a three-hour goof-tacular with performances, commercials, retrospectives, Mr. Beast doing a three-point shooting contest with a giant, you know, PVC cube of cash. Like, it was a joke. The NBA left last weekend looking like an absolute clown show, while all of a sudden the NHL just gained massive momentum. This is great for, I mean, I'd rather have Dana White than Gary Bettman be the commissioner if we're going to get more hockey like that. I think people would get behind that, dude. It was unreal.
And then you have LeBron like, oh, my ankle's sore, so I can't even put my jersey on to take a
90 minutes
photo
before the start, right?
And I'm not going to play. And meanwhile, you have McAvoy ending up at MGH with an upper body injury that obviously is not good that they're looking into, or even the Tkachuk family who's banged up, but hell, we're going to play. I laughed last night. Tkachuk was in the booth talking to the guys. I don't know if he was in the booth or on headset. And they were like,
he was in the booth, yeah.
And then they're like, and you and the Panthers got a game on Saturday. He's like, really? Wow, that comes fast. I hadn't even thought about that. Like, it's so in the rearview mirror. Yeah. And then I saw a video from the dressing room, Team USA, where they looked like high school kids or middle school kids. They all were like arm in arm in a circle, and they were doing some sort of chant thing.
They had iPads on the side layer, but over behind the wall, they were looking at iPads during the whole game. This is a friendly.
He doesn't think it's a friendly. He thinks it's a damn fight.
Their joy of sport has been brought back to them.
Can you imagine, you guys, Fitzy? Can you imagine guys at the Pro Bowl are sitting there? You know, the NFL Pro Bowl are sitting there looking at iPads on what the other team's doing. You know, after you come off the field. They were looking
They're taking selfies and goofing around and laughing and high-fiving and doing all the stuff. This goes back to the conversation we were having last week about sports being too familiar and there not being enough enmity, enough rivalry.
Hate.
The juice is back into it on Thursday. I'm telling you, I am full well expecting ratings that'll turn heads and knock socks off.
All right, real quick before we go to the break, I want to let Kevin and Quincy chime in because he has a comment on the national anthem booing that's been going on. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Fitzy, we had a pretty cool conversation last night about who was best president of all time and stuff like that. But I think it's unprofessional and I think it's out of character to ever boo any nation's national anthem, especially an ally. I mean, Canada helped us win the Second World War. But don't act like this is on Trump. This has been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, I've been at the Garden when they booed the Maple Leafs national anthem, and I've been in Montreal when they booed the Bruins. So it's like, I don't think it's like political. I think it's more like you said, there's nationalism in sports, whereas in society, we try to get away from that. I don't know why.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I agree. It's a little bit similar, not nationalism, but
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College sports, when people are tried and true into their colors, their team, SEC
Ohio
football.
Ohio State hates, like, Michigan.
Right.
Like, these are deep rivalries that run centuries old.
Grandpa hates, dad hates, I hate, my kids will hate, and we'll keep
Ain't
this
no
hate.
Way I'll ever let my daughter marry no Crimson Tide.
Right. And that's what this is. And I don't know. It snuck up on me personally. I don't know that I expected this, because I'm not joking. We know that hockey is a, I don't want to be disrespectful, niche sport. Like, they fall behind. They're the
It's regional, and that's what people fear baseball is trending towards, is becoming more of niche regional sports.
And yet, right now, it's the hottest sport in the world. It's the hottest sport on the planet,
ice hockey. Because it's USA. It's not regional.
But Canada.
Taking over kickboxing.
We need Canada. If we didn't have Canada, we couldn't be U.S. Like, there's that. You know what I mean? Now, I do wonder. So, they got four teams. It's four nations. Is there going to be this college football, like, well, maybe next time we should do expanded nations with 12 teams?
Come on. How great. If this was USA Russia right now, Ted, come on.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what they're doing, Andy. The next time they do this, it's the World Cup of Hockey, which is in 2028, I want to say. It's every 2 years, Olympics, and then a national tournament like this. So they are expanding the scope the next time they do it.
Okay. So well, I don't know.
How many games can you play in the middle of a season, though?
Like, no, these feel more important than the stupid NHL games, as Kachuk said. Oh, wait, I got a game Saturday?
It raises
Saturday?
The profile of the game.
Yeah.
And I do want to say back to Kevin, the caller from Quincy, always a good call from a South Shore. He did call in yesterday with some great President's takes on President's Day. But going back, you know, Canada winning the World War II and everything with us, I just want to say this 100% is right now about the tariffs and the Trudeau versus Trump back and
Love
forth
it.
And whatever.
I don't care.
That's why, no, like, this game is like tapping into the political and cultural zeitgeist
now.
Like,
it
couldn't be better timed.
And sometimes you got to be a little lucky, right? Like, you know, okay, you
like
plan
the energy
this.
Drink.
Yes, Lucky Energy is the best energy drink out there. But no, you got to be a little bit lucky sometime, and timing falls into place. And I love it. This is almost like a wrestling thing where they didn't plan a character to go a certain direction, but timing and the crowd, and they started booing, and they're like, okay, we'll just take the character this way because everybody seems to react and emote, and we're emotionally invested in this. And for hockey, rising tide lifts all boats.
No doubt.
Ride this, right?
Yep.
Ride this tide and just
see game,
if it can extend into the end of the regular season and into playoff. Because we always say this, right? Ah, Stanley Cup hockey, so much better, right? Stanley Cup's where it's at. Playoff hockey, love playoff hockey. Well, now you're going to say Four Nations hockey. ain't nothing better than Four Nations because this feels better than the Olympics. Feels like it's been kind of shrunk down. We can all, because we're all short, you know, attention spans now. It's been shrunk into a nice little short few days here where we're all watching it, yelling at our TVs in the fights. We're ready for the next one, and then we'll move on. And we'll remember it. It won't have a chance to get boring or peter out or anything of that nature. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I never expected to enjoy this Four Nations thing. You know, I poo-pooed the NBA in-season tournament. This is nothing like, this is the opposite. The NBA, if you plan something, it's stupid. If NHL plans it, apparently it's good. That's the lesson I've learned here. So Four Nations, we're talking about that here on WEEI Afternoons. And up next, we're going to talk about the voice behind the Four Nations final with USA and Canada. Sean McDonough. That's right. We are all rooting for a little voice crack in the third period on Thursday night because that means there is a lot of emotion in the building at TD Garden. Sean McDonough will be there. He'll be with us next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball to bring you everything that's trending right now.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. United States defenseman Charlie McAvoy will miss the Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. The Bruins said in a statement earlier today that McAvoy was admitted to Mass General Hospital on Monday to undergo testing for what we found out is a shoulder infection. McAvoy sustained the injury during the Four Nations Face-Off and is currently being evaluated by the Bruins' head team physician. Team USA forwards Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk also missed the Sweden game last night, while Brady Tkachuk left the game during the middle of it. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. On the heels of Rafael Devers' comments about playing third base, here is what Tristan Casas said earlier today about the team's infield.
I think it's Rafael Devers' position. I think he's the third baseman, and at that point, that's where it stands. I think Bregman should play second base. Yeah, I think he's going to make the transition well. I think he's athletic enough too, and I think Trevor, you know, is going to play an awesome shortstop.
Well, I guess it's as easy as that. Also, the Red Sox have agreed to terms with right-handed pitcher Adam Ottavino on a minor league deal with a spring training camp invite. And Rob Bradford of WEEI reports that Dylan Cease to the Red Sox is currently a long shot. The Sox also have no intention of including outfielder Willier Abreu in any such deal. The Celtics return to action on Thursday night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston returns from the break with three of their first four games being played on the road. And in NFL news, the Cincinnati Bengals will attempt to secure a trio of stars who need new deals. That's wide receivers Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and defensive end Trey Hendrickson for the long term, sources told ESPN. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. ABC and ESPN broadcaster Sean McDonough joins the afternoon crew, and that's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.